Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is IBM Portfolio of Java Troubleshooting Tools Helping You Solve Problems Faster. Today's presenter is Russell White. Russell has several years of experience developing and supporting data communications and middleware software, including WebSphere Application Server. He currently manages the deployment of troubleshooting tools for the IBM Support Assistant and leads the development and content creation for the IBM Guided Activity Assistant. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Russell.
Thank you, Joseph. Let's move on to slide 2, please. So, as Joseph said, today I'm going to talk about troubleshooting tools that are available for the IBM Support Assistant Workbench, and the focus of this presentation is IBM's portfolio of diagnostic tools for troubleshooting problems in applications that are deployed to Java virtual machines. Let's go to slide 3, please. There are quite a few advantages to using the ISA Workbench for troubleshooting tools. First, there's a single repository for tools so that you never have to hunt around for the tool that you're looking for. Second, the Workbench ensures that your tools stay up to date. Whenever there are new tools or updates, the Workbench will notify you that they're available and give you the opportunity to install them. Third, diagnostic tools can be integrated with data collection scripts by launching the appropriate collectors for the problem at hand. And finally, tools can be integrated with the guided troubleshooter, which guides you through troubleshooting problems. After helping you collect the right diagnostic files based on the problem symptoms, the guided troubleshooter can launch the appropriate tool against those files, and it will then help you interpret the results so that you can determine the root cause, and then it'll guide you to the solution based on that root cause. There's a wide variety of tools available for ISA, and I'll briefly describe those here before we move on to detailing the Java diagnostic tool. First, we have Assist on Site, which is a remote assistance tool. It can significantly reduce the time for solving problems by allowing a support engineer to connect to a customer's desktop. And being able to see exactly what's happening can often lead the support engineer right to the problem and its solution. Next, of course, we have several tools for troubleshooting Java applications, and we'll discuss those in detail shortly. So I won't go over those here. Next, we have the WebSphere troubleshooting tools, and they include the Trace and Request Analyzer for WebSphere Application Server, which analyzes application server and web server plugin traces to identify performance problems in request and response times and in method execution times. There's the Web Server Plugin Analyzer that helps you identify configuration settings that can lead to problems. There's the Database Connection Pool Analyzer, which helps you find problems with JDBC connections and connection pool leaks. And the WebSphere Application Server Analysis Modules that extend the Dump Analyzer by providing analyzers that are customized for WebSphere Application Server. There are two tools available for troubleshooting problems using Lotus software. The Lotus Notes Diagnostic Tool helps you troubleshoot notes and domino problems, and it'll analyze notes crashes. The Domino Configuration Tuner analyzes server settings according to best practices, and it generates reports explaining configuration problems and possible solutions. The first tool from the Information Management software brand is the FileNet Optical Storage and Retrieval Cable Tool, which makes it easy to validate optical drives with image services servers. And finally, there's the tools for troubleshooting problems in cross-product environments. The Log Analyzer correlates events between log entries of multiple products to identify known problems and their solutions. The Visual Configuration Explorer lets you graphically see your complete environment, and it helps you diagnose configuration problems, particularly with its ability to compare snapshots before and after changes have been made. And then there's the Guided Troubleshooter, which I talked about at the start of this slide. Go to slide 4, please. These two snapshots show how to reach the tools catalog in the ISA Workbench. When the Workbench first launches, its homepage is displayed over there to the left, and you click the Analyze Problem Activity icon to open the tools catalog. That's the one that's circled in yellow over there to the left. The tools catalog shows you a list of all tools, including their version numbers, that are installed, and a description of the currently selected tool. You'll also notice that the tools at the start of this list include the phrase Tech Preview, surrounded by square brackets, and that means that the tool is provided as is. But we do provide support on a best effort basis through the ISA forum and through the ISA feedback for those Tech Preview tools. Now, in this particular case, we have the Garbage Collection and Memory Visualizer tool selected, and so its description is what you see over there to the right. You launch the selected tool by clicking the Launch button down at the bottom. You click Help to open the documentation for the selected tool. And you can also send us feedback about the selected tool by clicking the Submit Feedback button. Go to slide 5, please. Now we'll talk about how to troubleshoot problems in Java applications, and of course that includes applications that are deployed to a web server application server app server. Slide 6, please. In general, when you troubleshoot problems, there are 5 basic phases. First, you identify the symptoms, and those could be symptoms that are experienced by the end users, or they might be observations by system administrators. Next, you need to collect the diagnostics. And for Java, there are several different types of diagnostic files, and the ones to collect are different depending on the different types of problems. After you have the files, you need to use the diagnostic tools to analyze them and then evaluate the results to find the root cause. And then once you have the root cause, you can identify a solution, implement it, and then verify that it fixed the problem. If the problem is fixed, just move on. If the problem still occurs or if you see a different problem, then you would return to step one and start over. So some examples of symptoms for applications that are deployed to WebSphere product would include things like request timing out, your users seeing a blank page displayed in their browser or possibly the wrong results displayed in their browser, application hangs or crashes, performance degradation, running out of memory, and if the JVM itself crashes. The diagnostic files that we use for the Java troubleshooting tools we're talking about today are, first, the JVM system dump, and that's a low-level image of everything in the JVM. That includes memory locations, threads in their states, every stack, and so on. Those can be generated programmatically, or they can be generated when there's a JVM crash. Next are the heap dumps, or heap snapshots, and those contain information about all object instances that are in the Java heap. You can generate those manually by sending a signal to a running JVM. It can be generated automatically when a JVM crashes, or you can generate them programmatically. Next are Java cores, and those are human-readable files that are produced automatically when a JVM crashes. They'll have information about the environment, threads, stacks, locks, and memory. And then finally, there's garbage collection data that would be captured in a verbose GC log. Finally here, some of the root causes you might discover would be things like resource contention, memory leaks, excessive heap usage, excessive garbage collection activity, or possibly inefficient code. Slide 7, please. So the troubleshooting tools we're going to talk about today are the portfolio of IBM monitoring and diagnostic tools for Java, and those are our premier tools, and those are fully supported. They include the Dump Analyzer, the Garbage Collection and Memory Visualizer, or GCMV, the Health Center, and the Memory Analyzer. We also have several other Tech Preview Java troubleshooting tools. Many of these have been available through AlphaWorks for several years, and while they aren't officially supported, they are popular with many of our customers. They include the Memory Dump Diagnostic for Java, or MDD4J, the Thread and Monitor Dump Analyzer, or TMDA, the Pattern Modeling and Analysis Tool for Java Garbage Collector, or PMAP, and the Heap Analyzer. Let's go to slide 8, please. So first, we'll talk about the portfolio of IBM monitoring and diagnostic tools for Java. Those are developed by the IBM Java Technology Center, which is the same team that develops IBM's Java Runtime and Development Kits. slide 9, please. So first we have the dump analyzer, and the dump analyzer analyzes Java system dumps that have been transformed to the diagnostic tooling framework for Java or DTFJ format, and that's a common format that can be used by multiple tools. With dump analyzer, you can troubleshoot hangs, crashes, memory management problems, and several other types of problems. You kick off an analysis by loading a DTFJ transformed system dump into the tool, and then you choose an analysis module. The results can include a cause and a suggested solution, or it may suggest the next steps to continue troubleshooting if it doesn't determine the root cause. A typical scenario when you might use the dump analyzer would be, for example, you're hosting an online store and your customers start seeing timeouts or no response messages when they add items to their shopping cart. Those customers would start calling technical support about the problem, and one of the system administrators would decide to start troubleshooting by triggering a system dump from the JVM. Next, that system dump would be passed off to a technical support team where they would run the JExtract tool to convert that dump to the DTFJ format so that it can be read by the dump analyzer. Next, they would then load that DTFJ formatted dump into dump analyzer, and then they have to choose which analysis module they want to run. And in this case, since they're just starting out with their problem determination, they'd start by generating a standard report of the dump contents. Finally, the analysis completes, and its report suggests that there might be some kind of memory management or performance-related problem. So they would decide the next step would be to analyze a verbose garbage collection log, and the GCMV tool can help them do that. But before we look at GCMV, we'll take a look at what you'll see when you run the dump analyzer. Slide 10, please. This is a screenshot that shows the complete dump analyzer UI inside the ISO workbench. At the very top of the perspective, circled in green, is where you choose the system dump you want to analyze. In the box under that, pick your analysis module. In this case, there are several standard modules available. And I've also added the modules that are specific to WebSphere Application Server. At the bottom, you see a description of the modules that you selected. And when you're ready to analyze the dump with the selected module, you just click the Analyze button at the bottom of the screen. Slide 11, please. These snapshots show you, again, the UI for starting an analysis over there to the left. And then in the lower right is the results window, and that's where you'll see the results after the analysis completes. Slide 12, please. So now we'll talk about the garbage collection and memory visualizer. This tool analyzes verbose GC logs for IBM JVM, and it's used to troubleshoot performance and memory management problems. The analysis results give you a summary of recommendations, and you can see the raw log, a chart showing various data points over time, and a tabular view. And you can save the reports as HTML files, JPEGs, or CSV files if you want to import that data into a spreadsheet and do some more analysis. So here's an example when you might want to use GCMV. If, remember from a few moments ago when we ran the dump analyzer against the system dump, that report recommended that we continue PDE by analyzing the garbage collection activity. And so now we need a verbose garbage collection log, so the sysadmin would turn on verbose GC logging and recreate the problem. Next, then a support analyst would launch GCMV against the verbose GC log, and the analysis then automatically kicks off and runs. And when that analysis completes, we'll have a report that's presented to us in several different formats. One of those is a chart of GC data points, and it's indicating that the heap continues to grow over time and that the amount of free heap space after each GC cycle is going down. And then also, if we take a look at its summary report, it's telling us that the application is allocating some very large objects and that there might be a memory leak. And so, since there might be a memory leak, we decide to continue our troubleshooting by examining the Java heap, and we can do that with the Memory Analyzer tool. But before we go and look at the Memory Analyzer, we'll take a look at what you'll see when you use GCMV in a scenario like this. Slide 13, please. This screenshot shows the complete GCMV UI inside the ISO Workbench. In the Workbench menu bar, you can see that GCMV added some menus for controlling the tool. Those are highlighted up there in yellow. In the middle is all the different views over the data set for the GC log that you loaded. You can choose different views by selecting the tabs at the bottom of the panel. Those are circled in orange. In this example, we're showing the graph view of some of the data points over time. There's a color key in the lower left, and you can change the colors for the data points by clicking on those colored boxes. For this case, you can see the heap space is growing over time, and that at the end of the time frame, all of the free heap is unusable. The green line shows unusable heap space, and the pink line shows the amount of heap that's free after the latest garbage collection. And since those two lines are overlapping, we don't have any more unfragmented memory there. Let's go to slide 14, please. This slide shows some of the other views available over that data set. You can see the report showing some tuning recommendations and other observations. The first bullet in the report about heap shortages could correspond to what the graph showed with no usable space after a garbage collection cycle. To the lower left is the structured data view, and it's just showing us a summary of the analysis. And then on the right, you can see the tabular view of that data set. And you can sort the rows by the column values by clicking on the column headings. Let's go to slide 15, please. So now we'll talk about the memory analyzer. The memory analyzer is derived from the Eclipse memory analyzer tool, and it extends it with DTFJ support that we talked about a moment ago with the dump analyzer. You can use it to analyze Java heap dumps, JVM system dumps, or Sun HPROF binary heap dumps. You can also use it to troubleshoot memory leaks, but it really does a whole lot more than just that. It also shows you an analysis of the memory footprint so that you can understand the architecture of deployed applications. And it gives you information about performance tuning, such as optimizing collections and cache usage. And another nice feature is that you can customize the analysis. It supports the object query language, and that lets you issue queries against the analysis results using SQL-like queries. And you can also extend the memory analyzer with additional plugins. Slide 16, please. This is a screenshot of the full UI of the memory analyzer running inside the ISO Workbench. Circled in green across the top right panel are controls for opening different views over the analysis results. You can see an overview, thread details, a histogram with information about all object instances or class loading. In this case, we're looking at the path to garbage collection routes for the instance of the Evaluate Servlet class. Over on the left, under the Inspector tag, is information about that instance. And on the bottom left, you can select tabs, you know, showing some other bits of information. Yeah, the panel in the bottom right has got some nice features, too. What we see here is the navigation history, you know, of everything that you've done. And then the tab to the left of that is a panel that lets you take notes to yourself about what you've learned during your analysis. Slide 17, please. This slide shows just a couple of the bits of information that you can see in some of the other views. Here on the left, we're looking at an overview chart that shows the biggest objects in the heap. And below that pie chart, it shows that the largest object instance is the Evaluate Servlet. And that, again, is highlighted there in yellow. And then the chart over on the right shows us the leak suspects, along with some additional information about each suspect. And in this case, the top leak suspect is the Evaluate Servlet. Slide 18, please. Next is the Health Center. This is a low overhead tool that you can use to monitor what's happening in a running JVM. By watching what your applications are doing while they're running, you can learn where you might be able to optimize the performance, improve the stability, you know, and things like lowering the resource usage. This can help you reduce the time to solving problems And because you're monitoring it, it can even help you prevent problems from occurring in the first place. You can save the data, and you can load it at a later time to do, you know, more analysis. And so when would you want to use the Health Center? Since it'll monitor JVM activity in real time, then you can use it to take a look at what's happening after a problem is suspected, or you can even use it to identify potential problems before they occur. Of course, that lets you address the issue before any of your users are impacted by it. You might also want to use it to check out how a fix behaves before you publish it for your customers, or you could use it to study how new features behave before you release them. So let's take a look now at what you'll see when you use the Health Center. On slide 19, please. Here's a screenshot of the complete Health Center UI that's integrated into the ISO Workbench. In the upper left, circled in green under Support Assistant in the black bar, are the controls for displaying different types of information. They correspond to the status items that you can check in the box in the upper left corner. You can get information about classes that are running, what environment you're running in, what's happening with garbage collection, what's happening with thread synchronization, and you can also profile your application. Also, over there to the left, there's a box that shows you information about your connections to JVM. And in the larger panel to the right, you'll have a tab that corresponds to each of the status items that you can monitor. And in this case, we're looking at all of the system properties, and there's information about the runtime and the environment down there at the bottom of that panel. So slide 20, please. Here we have some snapshots of a couple of the views. In the upper left, you can see the monitor for class loading. The bar across the top there shows activity over time, and the table below that shows a list of the classes that have been loaded. You can filter that class list by using the filter field there that's just above the table. And in this particular case, only classes that have the string plant in their names are displayed. The view on the right shows a running monitor of the garbage collection activity. Within that image there, the chart on the left of that view shows heap usage over time after GC cycles, and then the chart to the right of it is showing the pause times for each cycle. Let's go to slide 21, please. So now we'll talk about some of the other troubleshooting tools for Java. As I mentioned before, these are tech previews that are provided as is with best effort support through the ISA forum or through the ISA feedback mechanism. Slide 22, please. So the first tool we'll talk about here is the memory dump diagnostic for Java, or MDD4J. Like the memory analyzer, MDD4J is also a memory analysis tool that analyzes heap dumps, but it doesn't offer the in-depth analysis capabilities that the memory analyzer does. You can use MDD4J to troubleshoot memory problems like leaks and excessive memory usage. One of the really nice things about this tool, though, is the ability to do comparative heap dump analysis. So, for example, you can take a snapshot of the heap when your application starts up, and then take another snapshot at a point later in time to see how the objects are using memory. The analysis results will show you an overview, a variety of information about the leak suspects, and with a comparative analysis, you can see information about which objects are growing, shrinking, or staying the same size. You can save your analysis results as an HTML file or as a Yeti report. And if you want to learn more about Yeti, you can check the link, that link there that's down at the bottom of the slide. So when to use MDD4J? Let's think back to a moment ago when GCMB suggested that there might be a memory leak. And because of that, the support analyst decides we need to analyze the heap, and so we trigger the heap dump. After we have that heap dump, we launch MDD4J and pass it the heap dump. Doesn't have to be converted in any way. We look at the leak suspects report, and we see that it identifies several class instances that might be the culprits. We then do some more analysis and discover that there's one particular class instance that's probably responsible And so at that point, we give the information to the developers so that they have a good place to start in figuring out how their code is causing the leak. Also, since we're using MDD4J, another option here would be to take a baseline heap dump when the application first starts up, and then take another heap dump after some period of time that, allows the leak problem to build up. Then you can use MDD4J to compare the two heap dumps and see information about how the heap has changed over time. Slide 23, please. So here's a screenshot of the complete MDD4J UI inside the ISO workbench. This snapshot shows the analysis summary. You can also see several other tabs for looking at other information about the heap, like object tables, leak suspects, and data structures. Slide 24, please. This slide shows on the left the tabular view of information about the primary leak suspect, which is highlighted there in yellow up at the top of the table. It shows you a list of the containers in the objects in the object hierarchy for the evaluate servlet instance, which is our top suspect. Then the picture over there on the right is called a content schematic, and it's basically showing you a graphical representation of the information that you're seeing there in the table. So slide 25, please. Next, we have the Thread and Monitor Dump Analyzer for Java, or TMDA. This tool analyzes Java cores to help you troubleshoot hangs and bottlenecks and to show you what's happening with all of the threads and locks at the point in time when the Java core was generated. You can see a summary of the analysis, details about all of the threads, including their state, details about all of the locks or monitors, which threads are waiting, which threads are blocked, and so on. So when would you use TMDA? Let's again go back to the beginning when our customers were first reporting that they saw timeouts occurring when they added items to their shopping carts. Started that investigation by running the dump analyzer and having it tell us to continue troubleshooting by analyzing garbage collection activity. Let's say that we ran GCMV and it reported that it didn't detect performance problems related to memory management, but we still suspect, that some sort of performance or hang situation is occurring. So at that point, we decide to take a look at what's happening with the different threads that are running in the JVM. So we trigger a Java core. And then with that, we launch TMDA, and we give it the Java core, and it'll quickly determine that there's a deadlock in a web container. So let's look at what you'll see in TMDA for, a particular scenario like this. Slide 26, please. These are some of the views over the data contained in the Java core. The upper left is just showing a console view of your activity while using the tool. The lower left shows the analysis summary. And in this case, you can see that it is reporting a deadlock in one of the web container threads. Snapshot over there on the right is a table of all the threads in that Java core, including their names, what state they're in, the thread ID, and the method. You can sort the lines in the table by column values by clicking on the column headings. And you can also see there that there's a color code for thread state, and that's to help you, quickly determine the state of each of the threads. Slide 27, please. Next is the Pattern Modeling and Analysis Tool for Java Garbage Collector, or PMAP. Like GCMV, it analyzes verbose GC logs to troubleshoot memory usage and performance problems, and it supports JVMs for IBM platforms and Solaris and HPUX. You get a graphical view of the verbose GC data, including recommendations, a graph of the different data points, and memory usage summaries. And so for a usage scenario here, let's look at PMAT using a different starting point, but for the same problem that we used GCMV to troubleshoot earlier. Let's say instead that we've been using the health center to monitor the JVM that's hosting our application, and the health center is indicating degrading performance and an increase in the number of GC cycles. As with the original GC scenario, we start by capturing a verbose GC log, but this time we load it into PMAT. As with GCMD, PMAT also shows us a graph of various data points, and it also indicates that the heap is growing and that the amount of contiguous free space after each GC cycle is declining. Then PMAT summary report provides the same suggestions that we saw with GCMD, which is large objects and possible memory leaks. And so because of that, we decide, as we did before, to get a heap dump to see if we can find the leaks. But this time, we're going to use the heap analyzer tool to examine the heap. And before we take a look at that, though, we'll take a look at what you'll see when you're using PMAT in a scenario like this. So let's go to slide 28. This slide shows some of the different views available with PMAT. The image on the left shows a summary report and recommendations for improvements based on what it found. At the bottom of that window, it reports a couple of cases where requests were made for large chunks of memory when there wasn't enough contiguous space available. The image on the right shows a chart of the various data points, much like the chart that we saw in GCMD. And as with GCMV, you can choose to plot various data points. When you click a data point button over there on the right, it toggles whether or not it appears on the graph. This is actually the same GC log that we used in the GCMV example. And you can see that it basically shows the same information. One difference, though, is in how it represents the fragmented heap space. Here the graph is showing us how much memory was freed after a collection, that's the blue line, and how much of that free space is available, the green line, so it's showing that none of that collected space is available because it's fragmented. And with GCMV, the graph instead shows how much memory was freed and how much of that free memory is unusable due to fragmentation, and so the lines would overlap. Slide 29, please. And so finally, we have the heap analyzer. And like the memory analyzer and MDD4J, the heap analyzer also analyzes heap dumps. It lets you look at a variety of views over the heap to help you troubleshoot memory management problems. And as with MDD4J, it doesn't provide in-depth analysis like the memory analyzer does. The heap analyzer, though, does support heap dumps from IBM platforms and Solaris and HPUX. It'll show you a list of leak routes, list of objects by types, tree views, individual and composite object sizes, and details about each object instance. And it also lets you search the heap by memory address, and you can perform regular expression searches, see leak suspects, and set bookmarks in the heap. So let's quickly look at a different scenario where you auto-examine the heap. In this case, let's say the system administrator notices that the JVMs keep crashing, and because of that decides to take a look at the server's log file. Then the log file shows that there are several out-of-memory error exceptions, and that clues him into deciding the next step is to look for memory leaks. So he generates a heap dump and passes it to the heap analyzer, and heap analyzer shows a list of objects that are the most likely suspects, as was the case with MDD4J and Memory Analyzer. And now we'll look at what you'll see when you use the heap analyzer. Slide 30, please. So here are a couple of views of the heap with heap analyzer. At the top, you've got a tree view of the entire heap, and at the bottom, you have a tabular view of all of the object groups. And as in, you know, most of the other cases, you can sort those rows by column by clicking on the column headers. So slide 31, please. So let's take a look at what we talked about here today. Slide 32. So what did we learn? We identified the different types of Java diagnostic files and the different tools that you use to analyze them. We showed how different types of problems require different diagnostic tools for troubleshooting. We looked at the similarities and differences between the tools that have similar functions. And we examine several screenshots of the different tools to see how each of them appears when you're using them. Slide 33, please. And now I'll quickly go over some additional resources where you can find more information about what we talked about here today. So slide 34, please. So here's a list of resources where you can learn more about these Java diagnostic tools. There's the complete list of tools available for the ISO Workbench. It includes a brief summary of what each tool does. There's a diagnostics guide for troubleshooting and an information center called Guided Debugging for Java. The Guided Debugging for Java Info Center uses the IBM Guided Activity Assistant technology to walk you through problem determination. There's a link here to information about the full portfolio of the IBM monitoring and diagnostic tools for Java. Those are the that premier set that is fully supported. And you can learn more about some of these tools and other self-help information at the WebSphere Support Authority, and that's a technical journal on developer work. We have the WebSphere Online Support virtual community at WebSphere.org. Out there, I lead that community, and generally I hold one meeting per month on support-related topics. I'm always looking for topics that are of interest to the community there. If you have topics that you'd like to cover, please email me. And, you know, particularly if you want to see detailed presentations of any of these tools. Likewise, I'd, you know, like to know if you'd like to see detailed presentations for any of these tools at future WebSphere Technical Exchange webcasts. And finally, you can reach us on Twitter. We have a Twitter account specifically for tools on ISA, and we have the WebSphere eHelp account for electronic support information. Slide 35, please. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to webcast and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products that are of interest to you. And so this concludes my presentation, and so I'll turn it back over to Joseph.
Thank you, Russell, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Kim, we would like to open the line for questions.
Mr. Dan Dorrance, your line is open.
I have a question. Maybe it's a little generic, but I had a customer who wanted to increase the minimum heap size that they use to 1 gig, and when we did that, we found we were actually getting some out of memories, and when I used the PMAT tooling, it basically was saying that GC cycle exhaustion. And I guess my general question, and it was using maybe 300 meg of the 1 gigabyte, and it was also giving indications like Java fragment could not allocate 16 bytes out of 700 meg, which I find, I can't believe that. So my general question is, have you seen where a large minimum heap size that's not being utilized that much causes problems in terms of trying to finish the garbage collection cycle?
I haven't actually, you know, worked on any problems like that, but just from what you were describing there, it does sound kind of like it has become, you know, the heap has become very fragmented, and, you know, that might be then why the PMAT tool was, you know, giving you those messages about I can't even allocate 16 bytes, but, you know, I'm just, you know, purely speculating here, you know, but, you know, that would be my first guess.
Yeah, when we change it to just say 256 min in 1 gig max, everything seems to be copacetic. So I was just I guess my real question is, do you know of any reason why, other than, you know, you might not be using the resources properly, but if you have the memory, giving a 1 gig min, even though it uses only 30% of it, should be problematic?
Well, have you, you know, analyzed, you know, the heap in other ways to see what's going on in there? Like, you know, taking a heap dump, you know, and seeing what you see as far as the objects being allocated?
Not at this point, but we haven't taken, heap dumps because we went back to the old allocation and we just had the verbose GC at that point.
Okay. Yeah, that might be something to try next. Another thing, you know, just to, you know, maybe get a different point of view on the analysis would be to try the other garbage collection analyzer, and that's the GCMV, or the garbage collection and memory visualizer, and see if it might, you know, give you different recommendations, you know.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
The next caller is Mr. Walter Kankinski. You may begin.
I noticed there's two versions of MDD4J with the tool. Is there any particular differences with them, or do they, I mean, why is there two published versions?
They are quite a bit different. The main difference there is the version 2 was released as a fully supported tool. The version 3 beta is, you know, the latest and has, you know, the greatest features, and also has a number of, you know, performance improvements and such. So I'd recommend version 3 over version 2.
Okay.
We leave the version 2 out there, though, because it is the fully supported version of the tool.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
At this time, I show no further questions.
Thank you, Kim. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.